Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate May 20th. The ticking of dozens of dead stars has revealed a possible hum that fills the universe. Ideas for just what causes the hum range from pairs of supermassive black holes to long strings formed in the Big Bang. The ticking is produced by pulsars, the ultra-dense corpses of once mighty stars. They spin at up to hundreds of times per second, emitting pulses of radio waves with each turn. They tick with a steady beat. Any change in timing is likely caused by something besides the pulsars themselves, such as gravitational pull of a companion star. A project known as NanoGrav has monitored several dozen of the steadiest pulsars for years. Tiny changes in their timing have revealed the possible hum, perhaps the result of ripples in space and time known as gravitational waves. As they move through space, the waves change the distances between objects by less than the size of an atom. That could cause the pulsar timing to vary by an extremely small amount. One possible origin for the waves is giant black holes in orbit around each other, churning space like a giant blender. Another possibility is cosmic strings, vibrating ribbons created in the Big Bang. And yet another is dark matter, matter that we see only through its gravitational pull on the normal matter around it. Much more work is needed to confirm the NanoGrav results and prove that something is humming along through the universe. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.